Very serious news, actually very, very dangerous news, to be honest with you, that people around the area, the Martin, the community here in the Glentis area at the minute, if a situation happens, there's no patrol car to call on. Like, for example, there's 10 guard stations down here between the three stations, Chrysler, Dunfanaghy and Volterra, where there was traditionally, always down through the years, at least two cars, generally one between Chrysler and Dunfanaghy, always traditionally, well, in later years shared a car, before that I believe that carriage, but in recent years then they shared a car, and Volterra always had at least, always had at least one car at least. So we're at the situation now, there's no patrol car in Dunfanaghy since October that hasn't been replaced, still no sign of one coming. And we're at the serious situation now. The patrol car in Volterra has reached its end of life, so that's been decommissioned now, or is decommissioned as we speak, possibly. So that means now there's no patrol car at all, no official patrol car at all for the three stations here. And this is not good enough. It's a sad state of affairs. Like, we're sitting here in Donegal all the time, that we're always left out. We're always at the end of the table when it comes to getting whatever's left, and it's not good enough. And this is a total lack of respect now for the both first of all in Gardaí Síochána and Donegal, not giving patrol cars, and then alongside that then lack of respect as well for the community. And this is all a Dublin problem. I don't care anybody, it's down to the government in Dublin. They could easily make it go to any garage and say, look, can we hire cars in the meantime till we get official patrol cars, if there's some difficulty hiring official or buying official marked patrol cars. They could easily go to a garage and get patrol cars in the meantime to give to the staff here in Donegal to get them going. That's not even forthcoming at the moment. Got word there as well the last day as well, day before yesterday, from the Dublin there, that I stood the superintendent. I've asked the superintendent about this many, many times. Like, I mean, if the Minister of Justice is in a position to see what's happening with the cars, I don't know. Like, it's crazy. We seem to be getting into this situation. We get up playing the game of tennis, backwards and forwards with phone calls, emails, etc. And everybody's passing the buck, as they say, a regular term we use here in Donegal. Everybody's passing the buck. And now, when it's at crunch point now, nobody wants to take responsibility. And it's not good enough passing the buck from one to the other, because you're going to get the same answer then when you go back to A, back to B, back to C, and back to A again. It's ridiculous, like. So it's time now, and it's gone past time. Somebody just stood up and put the hand up and said, look, we're taking responsibility here. Sort out the issue. Sort out the mess, because it is a mess at the moment with no cares. All I can see going forward is disaster, and it's a poor state as well as policing for the people in the area that depend on the local Garda station, the local Gardaí. As I say, 10 yards there at the moment, no patrol cars. It's crazy, like, serious.
And if an emergency were to arise, this is a serious issue that Gardaí within that area can simply not attend.
They can't attend. They can't run out the door and jump into the vehicle because they don't have it. This is the thing. Like, your closest station in is Mulford. Your closest station in with service cars at the moment is Mulford or Guidoor or further Glenties if Guidoor's tied up. It's an unacceptable situation. It totally is. I think to point out as well here, it's worthwhile pointing out as well here earlier on in the year, where the Dunfanaghy patrol car there as well had to go to a casualty there in an incident that required conveying onto hospital because there were no ambulance available. They were tied up at the time. I mean, the patrol car took the casualty to hospital. If there was no patrol car, that could have turned it a lot more serious. And this is the kind of thing as well. It's not just Priestley or Dunfanaghy here it's happened. It's happened in a few places around the same time as you're well aware of yourself, that was highlighted there in the news with yourselves, that several patrol cars had to be called out. We're going back the way, Michael, instead of forward. We are certainly going back in time instead of moving forward. It's 2022. There should be no issue. There should be no arguing. There should be no good looking for patrol cars or any vehicles, emergency service vehicles of the day, whatever they may be. They should just be there, rolled out when you're... vehicle you have at the minute of the day is decommissioned, as I say, reaches the end of life. There should be another one sitting there to step in. Not this crazy issue now of having to go fighting all the time, and even we're fighting Salford and Valley this October, we're getting nowhere.